connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump will hold a news conference this morning with reporters following his conviction on all 34 felonies in his criminal hush money trial. From New York, here's ABC's NJ Burkett.
Donald Trump gave a defiant fist pump to a mix of cheers and insults outside Trump Tower. But the verdict came as a body blow. He stood and slowly began to shake his head as a jury foreman spoke the word guilty 34 times. He slumped back in his chair, heaved a sigh, and glared at the jurors without saying a word.
Donald Trump now becomes the first American president who is also a convicted felon, his campaign calling him a political prisoner and fundraising on the verdict. Sentencing is set for July 11th, just days before the Republican National Convention, where Trump is expected to be named by the party as its 2024 presidential nominee. This is ABC News. More Americans will get a chance to use the IRS's new free tax filing system next year. People in 12 states got to use it this year, and it will expand to all 50 states in 2025. The FAA is giving a tentative thumbs up to a plan by Boeing to step up safety.
The FAA will not immediately allow Boeing to increase 737 MAX production as it addresses safety issues in the wake of the door plug flying off an Alaska flight in January. In a meeting with both sides, Boeing submitted an improvement plan, one the FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker appeared to approve of.
The quality management system has to be robust. The training of employees has to be sufficient. And this plan is comprehensive. It takes on all those aspects. And we're just going to monitor the implementation to make sure it's effective.
Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
And the NBA Finals are now set. The Dallas Mavericks beating the Minnesota Timberwolves in five games. They will face the Celtics, who swept the Pacers game one next Thursday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers secure first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Cubs yesterday 6-4. Milwaukee now five games ahead of St. Louis in the NL Central Division, 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. Backup catcher Gary Sanchez, who hit the go-ahead home run in the game, got off to a slow start this season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that wrist going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games. But since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Number 3 quarterback Michael Pratt, 7th-round pick out of Tulane, looked impressive passing from the pocket. He's competing for the number 2 spot behind Jordan Love. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers announcing 2 of their games will be moved to Fridays. The season opener against Western Michigan and the annual matchup against Minnesota will be on Black Friday, November 29th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, few showers, mostly cloudy, 58 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm, 71. Some clearing by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a great time to adopt a pet and help out a Milwaukee animal shelter. On Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller and the debut of a new completely legitimate attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It is a beautiful, a little bit brisk, but beautiful sunny morning out there.
I think we got a great weekend coming up.
I
saw
so.
A little bit rain tomorrow morning, but this is good. It was nice this morning looking outside and getting
just
outside.
Beautiful.
Yep. It's going to be fun.
It's got that feeling that you just want to get outside
exactly.
And do something.
This
don't
want to
sit
weekend.
Inside today. Get out there and take a walk or.
Did you get your bike?
I did not.
Okay.
John, what? Come on.
Today.
Okay, I went there last week,
right?
Hoping to get one, and they're closed, and I had to leave the thing.
Yeah.
It's very small then, hours that they're open.
All right, then tomorrow morning, right? Isn't tomorrow morning?
No, they're not.
No, the police auction.
Oh, yeah.
They have probably, 200 bikes there. Just go bid on one.
It's not a bad idea either.
I know.
I got some bikes there.
Could you go there and get one for me?
I don't have, John.
Oh. I don't think I'm going to be in town tomorrow. Couldn't you just go get a nice one?
I'm actually... at the shelter tomorrow. No, I'm cooking tomorrow. So.
Wow. You always put the homeless over me.
Well, they're starting to get pretty close.
I know. That's what I mean. Not sure that's fair.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Boy, you know what I ate yesterday? Okay, so I've lost 4 pounds this week.
Right, after putting
11, so let's.
11?
That was
disgusting.
Wasn't it 11?
It was 223 to 234.
Wow.
That's 11.
It is.
But it's weird. Oh, it just kind of fades away, it must just be the built-up water weight and everything.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay, so this morning it's 226.2, okay?
Where were you Monday? Tuesday, I mean? 211, what did you say? 240?
I went from 223 to 234, okay? But that 223 was also the day I did 10,000 steps.
Okay, does that tell you anything, John?
Yeah. So now I'm 226. I was 230 on
bad.
Monday. No, but what I'm saying is this. You know what I've been eating this week?
I know something from that dollar store.
What?
I hope not.
The thing in the microwave with eggs, this little pig in the blanket, hot dogs, and cheese, and mushrooms. That's the only thing I ate. I had that twice yesterday, and one of my protein shakes, and the weight is falling off me. I'm almost worried I'm losing it too fast.
Yeah, John, slow
John,
down.
You look good.
Slow
down. Oh, John.
We're worried about
John,
you.
John, are you
it's
okay?
Not
are you okay?
I know. They say it's eating? Only healthy to lose like 2 pounds a week at the most.
Right.
Yeah.
That is true. 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Are you putting bread?
No, nothing. No bread.
Well, then it's not.
I haven't had a piece of bread all week.
Well, what are you wrapping those pigs in a blanket in?
Nothing. I took them out of the bread. I took them out of the dough.
And you threw the bread away?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I still got it on my counter.
The bread?
Yeah. I can take a picture.
I would like you to do that.
That's going
to
go in the microwave with a slab of butter over it. And
I can absolutely run up and get a picture of that and show you.
I believe you.
They're all over my counter. So anyway, but what I'm saying is,
that's processed meat though, that hot dog.
They're delicious. But they get no carbs. No carbs.
I don't know about that. Really?
There's none. There's no carbs in sausage.
Huh?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So anybody looking to lose a lot of weight in a short time, I've got the diet for you.
But we'll talk to you Monday.
Okay.
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
I'm saying she's going to be back at that 234. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know what? Before you came in, John, I said to Jim, that's 26th is the anniversary date. Tomorrow's the 1st of June, so we should do an official weigh-in this morning on the air. We don't have to say it out loud, but if that's your reading, I'll take that. But okay. Jim needs to get on the scale, and we got to find out where he's
at. 26?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll jump on at break.
All right. Okay, there we go.
But this weekend, though, I do plan, like you said, I'm feeling energy with this weather.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, 77 tomorrow?
Wow. You just got to get outside.
So I'm going to get my bike tuned up.
I'm looking to buy a small boat. No, listen, it's not even.
That's such good exercise, a boat.
You have a rowboat?
Oh, I didn't say a rowboat.
It'd be a rowboat.
Oh, that's good exercise. Okay.
Okay. There's this little lake up in the UP that one of my great friends, who's a big listener of our show, told me about. I will not say the name, won't say where it is. Great fishing lake. Went and looked at it last week when I was in the UP. But you got to have a boat and you can't have a motor. So I got to get some kind of a small boat.
John, I don't think that's safe. You're going to get up to go get another beer and you could tip over.
I'm not going to drink while I fish, Jim. Okay? So that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. I've never really rowed a boat before. I'll be honest with you. So I got to learn.
You got to go with somebody and you got to wear life preserver.
I'm going to wear life preserver. No question about it.
All right.
Yeah. No. Maybe even two.
Depends if you're back at that 234.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because they can tip. Of course, you're going to get, what kind of boat are you getting?
Something light. I got to get a plastic boat or something. I don't want a raft. I could see me puncturing it out in the middle of the lake.
Oh, no, you don't want that. No.
But and I don't want a canoe. I know that would tip.
Canoes can tip pretty easy.
I know. I don't want
Although there's
kayak.
Wider ones now. Well, I was going to say, kayaks.
I can't even imagine being in a kayak and trying to balance it and fishing and then catching it, trying to net the fish and hold the thing and hold the kayak steady at the same time.
Yeah, no, That's good.
I could not do that.
No.
Yeah.
But there's no motorized vehicles on that lake. Well, that's good, because then the wakes won't.
Right. So I need some kind of almost a flat bottom boat, but one of those plastic ones.
Why do you have to get fiberglass? Why do you have to get that?
Because they're lighter then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm going to be manhandling it, it's got to be light. So that's what I need. A little dinghy. You like a dinghy. Do you have a dinghy?
Nah, no. Oh. That's air, too. You don't want anything with air, because that's going to.
Oh, yeah. That's got the flag, huh? I mean, the sail.
No, that's a starfish.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Check out the big brain on Jim.
You're not going to sail.
No. Well, if it's windy enough, I could see me sailing.
God, John, that's an art.
I'd look like Todd. Yeah. Did you ever see Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Remember he's sitting on the little sailboat asking his dad who died for some wind so he could get to shore? That would be me. Totally see that being me. All right. Hey, what is it today? Today is Web Designer Day. Talk about a job that didn't exist, 30 years ago? Didn't exist. Macaroon Day, nothing better. Love the macaroon. Love coconut. I will take everything with coconut. Almond Joy is one of my favorite candy bars. Coconut cream pie is one of my favorite pies. I will take anything coconut flavored. You?
Nope.
Okay. Today is Smile Day.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It should be every day.
You should work on that.
Yeah.
No tobacco day. Today would not be a bad day for you to stop smoking.
Okay. Who are you talking to, John? I don't smoke anymore.
Did you ever?
Yes.
Wow. How hard is that to stop?
I think stopping anything, and since I deal with some people who have addictions, but you can do it.
You know, John, one of our guests yesterday brought up a great point when he was talking about addictions and things like that. And he said about smoking, and I thought this was really an insightful point. And he said, you don't have anxiety if you don't smoke. But once you start smoking, you have anxiety because you need that smoke. Mm-hmm. But it's not like you had anxiety beforehand and that took care of it. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
It's like a phony need, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's right. He's talking about quitting smoking. I don't want to belittle any of this. It's not that hard because it's just up to you. Nobody comes up to you and says, hey, you want a cigarette? You want a cigarette? You know, they don't. And then even quitting alcohol is difficult, but it's not.
What's that's a social thing?
But I'm saying, what's hard?
Your wedding reception, you know.
But it is a little bit. But you can say no. I don't want to drink. People, but you know what?
You don't want to offend people, and you know.
I don't know. But you know what's hard to quit? Food, because it's just our culture.
Your body is craving for it,
that,
though, too.
And everybody's like, how often do we say, let's after the show, let's go to breakfast, let's go to lunch. You know, just food's hard. I've quit a few things in my life, and definitely this diet is the hardest.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It is, because smoking was. I just remember the day I said, "Just I'm done." I always took a smoking aisle in the airplane, in the plane.
Right.
I always took smoking
just in case. No. Did you ever smoke, Todd?
I've smoked cigars and like a tobacco pipe, stuff like that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And I told you, when I went to St. Norbert, it made me sound ancient, but we could smoke in class. And we did it.
St. Norbert?
Yeah, we had ashtrays right on the table.
Wow.
There's just a little, and we just light up in class. And it was just, and it sounds so ancient, but it was, I guess it was a while ago. But
actually, that's what we used to call our community college, my junior college, a high school with ashtrays.
That's kind of what we were at. But anyway, now that I remember, I just said, I'm done. Just quit. And it was, you know, it wasn't the easiest thing I did, but it wasn't the most difficult. And, but I tell you, this whole, and the country spends a tremendous amount of money on these diets. It's hard to lose weight when you get to be, I don't know, maybe our age.
Well, but again,
it's
though,
so, everybody says, let's go to lunch. Let's go
but
to
it's
lunch.
Your, it's your, lunch. It's your, lunch. It's your, self-preservation kicking in. It's like your body knows it
you have
needs
to, have
to
some.
Eat or you're going to die.
You have to have some, yeah. And then, like we were talking about last night, like I had a bad night last night. Things didn't go the way I wanted them to. And so I'm like, what's that called? I eat and I shouldn't, right? I should have gone home.
I'm a stress eater.
Okay, that's what it is.
I'm a stress eater. No question. I will stand at that refrigerator and just take out. Actually, Todd put a little thing, I think it was you, Todd, on Facebook one time, a month or so ago, something to the effect of me at 3 a.m. or something. And the other was a thing of shredded cheese in the refrigerator. And it's like, looks good to me.
Yeah.
Wasn't that you that had that?
Yeah.
Eating a handful. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? When you get to that point, it's like everything's fine.
I know.
I will get so stressed out in the afternoon doing some of the other work. I will go up, grab a bag of chips, open that thing, and sit there and eat while I'm working. Yeah. And before I know it, the whole thing is gone.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. I totally believe it.
And
yeah.
It would have been great last night because it was nice to just, I should have gone home and gone for a walk.
To get rid of the stress.
Just, right.
I agree with that.
But instead, I just stood in front of the fridge and. Ooh.
You know, I just read a phenomenal book. It's not a brand new book, but I bought it at the used book sale there a couple of weeks ago. It's called Ghost Mountain Boys. And it's about the battle for New Guinea in World War II and how MacArthur really screwed over these poor troops. They didn't get supply, didn't get whatever. And it was the 32nd Division. You know, which we have right here, the 32nd Division of the 127.
Right.
You know, it's a group I embedded with. I mean, but that was them, okay? But they were talking about they would find Japanese soldiers who were starving. And they would find Japanese diaries then. And they had who died in translators. And the Japanese got to the point where they were trying to eat the leather off their rifle straps.
Wow.
Just so that they could try to get something in their stomach. Trying to eat leather.
Wow.
Just to try to get something. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is your body's got that thing of I'm desperate. I will do anything for food.
Right.
So that's what we're battling. We're trying to lose weight.
We're
yes,
not.
It is.
We're batting. No,
I almost ate my belt yesterday. I wouldn't lie about this.
Good God.
No. Food is too plentiful. It's too easy. It's not that expensive.
My belt is a full meal.
Yeah.
Boy, kick me off. I was reading the dimensions of LeBron James. 6'9", 275, 30-inch waist.
Good God.
No.
30-inch waist. Is that incredible? How is that possible?
It isn't.
I haven't had 30-inch waist since I was
high school, right?
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Joe Namath's birthday today. My all-time idol, Joe Namath.
Joe Namath?
My
give me a break.
Oh, what? We'll talk Joe Namath when
cool.
I come back. All right. Happy Friday to you. We've got a fun show coming up, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here. What is the 31st today?
Last day of the month. Tomorrow's the first. Wow. We started diet.
Unbelievable, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, happy birthday, Joe Namath, one of my all-time favorite idols from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. What would you like to know about Joe Namath? I will tell you everything in the world you want to know about Joe Namath.
What is he known for? You know what he's known for, Johnny? You're 60. You know what he's known for? Advertising this, some health, some insurance.
What? No.
Yeah, that's right. I bet you.
I thought you were going to say the pantyhose.
That no. I think if you would, he's always on this commercial for.
For seniors, something. Boy, his ears look really big in that commercial. Yeah,
I will tell
you. That's why I don't want to lose too much weight. I'm serious. I think think my ears and my nose are really going to be prominent.
And they kind of keep growing, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Seems like it.
They do.
Right.
Really? No, yes. Ears keep growing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why some of those old people have. Like your earlobes are like, holy mackerel.
Where the hell does those come from?
And you can count every hair in the old man's ear.
Yeah.
You
know? Actually, I got my hair cut yesterday and she goes, do you want me to trim the ears? I go, please.
Nose hairs, please.
There's times. You know what I got for my nose hairs now, though?
I don't think we would. It's too early. It's 6:21.
I carry it in my car. Because why is it it's easier to
why
see?
Why do you ask me if, should I say this? And I say no. And it's like, okay, go ahead.
Why is it easier? Why are our car rearview mirrors so much? You could see so much better in those than you can in your bathroom mirror.
Lighting.
Natural
light. Lighting.
Isn't that something?
Natural light. You're right, Jim.
I mean, there's times I'll be going somewhere and say, oh my God, did I miss a spot shaving or whatever? But you don't know it's in your bathroom mirror.
Yeah. Do you carry a razor in your car?
No. I should. What I carry is a Swiss Army knife with the little scissors.
Oh, yeah.
And I use that to trim.
That can work.
When I say, I'll be at like a gas station, or I mean, I'll be at a stoplight and I'll trim.
Right. If you're going into a meeting or something, you want to check that out. Yeah, that's, you can just put a razor in there, then I can do the same
thing. I should.
Thing. Yeah, those Norelco things, because they got the,
all right.
You clip it up, the clip on the edge to do your noses.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those, and they're not that expensive.
All right. I got to get one of those.
Yeah.
But anyway, Joe Namath.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. Ask me anything you want to know about Joe Namath. When he did the,
how many wives has he had?
Two. Huh. Remember when he did the Noxzema commercial?
Yes.
You know who the girl was that was putting the shaving cream on him? Trivia question. Who was the girl putting the shaving cream on Joe Namath?
Oh, just give me a hint. She was an actress.
Extremely famous. As famous as him.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Wow.
I had her poster in my room.
Yeah, that's sick. I'm sorry.
No, not everybody did.
Oh, no.
Everybody did.
I had a poster of Archie Manning in my room.
Okay.
And Ray Nitschke.
She's looking. Ooh, yeah. That's...
And you had Farrah Fawcett.
Uh-huh, I did.
That would never have been allowed in my family.
No. That wouldn't have been allowed in my family either. It was in college. And
oh,
I think
in college.
Every other
Actually,
room,
you know what I
every
had?
Other room had that. The red bathing suit, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't have it.
I don't believe it.
I had, in college, I had the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Oh, yeah. They're the first cheerleaders to have a poster.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's more in line with what.
Did you ever watch that show, Making of a Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader?
I have some awesome pictures with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
I met a couple down in Dallas for this thing, too.
Yeah. They're very friendly.
Yeah. I did a story on one time. In fact, it got me a job in Tucson because it was on my resume tape. This girl that was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, and in the summer was a rodeo clown.
You got to be good.
You want to talk about a job I would never do.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That ranks up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
A rodeo client where she'd jump in the barrel and then run around and stuff like that.
To protect the rider.
Exactly. Yeah. Well. Got some text here. Thank you so much for not talking politics this morning. We need a break. Love you guys. Yeah.
What's going on politically? Why would we talk about politics?
Know.
There's nothing really happening.
I'm going to say one thing. I was wrong. I predicted a hung jury.
He did. He did.
Like a week ago, I predicted a hung jury.
And there was
not
that
even
one
close.
No.
Well, there was one guy who kind of followed.
Well, Trump thought he had somebody.
No, that's because the guy followed him on Truth Social, which is Trump's, like, you know, Twitter.
So all I needed was that one odd.
And that guy was following that, and they thought it was, could have been a plant. They put this guy in here. He said it was, you know, nonpartisan, but really, that was. And didn't Trump say, I got my guy or something like that?
Yeah. When but, you're, I'll tell you what.
Okay, we're gonna upset this caller, but well, we can, we got two.
We got
minutes.
A caller?
No. Oh. I meant the texter said thanks for not talking
about
politics.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah. But all I'm saying is this.
we won't, but
I
let's
read
finish.
Just about every John Grisham book. I love reading John Grisham books. They're an easy read, a quick read. But a lot of times and he's a lawyer for a lot of years. He talks about that, how sometimes there'll be somebody on a jury who will try to get on that jury and lie during the the things, knowing interview. That they're gonna vote a certain way no matter what. So anyway. Another text, Deion Sanders' kid is $11 million in debt as a player at Colorado.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. He has a $76,000 Mercedes as his assets. Unreal. He filed bankruptcy. Isn't his watch also worth like $50,000?
Something like that.
He'd wear it like before the games and walk past the other teams and hold up his arm showing, look at my watch. Look what I got. Look at this.
I saw that. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
And did his, well, his dad is not a financial wizard either, right?
I don't know. He's shady.
Go over the edge though when he got first contract with Dallas, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, but he also started up a school called Prime School or something, and it kind of like went bankrupt, and he just walked away from it and from the I'm not a big fan of Deion Sanders. Not a big fan. Brooke Shields is 59. Corey Hart is 62. Corey Hart.
Don't know.
I was playing a song earlier. I don't know if you caught that. I wear my sunglasses.
Oh, okay. Did he used to hang out with Corey Feldman and make movies?
No, that's Corey Feldman and Corey something.
Okay, but they're all Corys.
Yeah, this is a different Corey.
Okay, all right then.
So that song you were just playing, that's Corey Hart?
Yes.
Okay.
He had nothing to do with the Corey Feldman thing. Okay, all right. Sharon Gless is 81. Remember what show Sharon Gless was in?
No.
Cagney and Lacey. I used to love that show.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, this, okay, I know that.
Never missed it.
Now, great show. Which one was she?
She was the blonde.
Okay.
And remember, now, CBS canceled them, and viewers were so upset
that
they did this big writing campaign, and they brought it back.
That's exactly correct.
That would never happen these days.
No. Peter Yarrow, don't tell me. Not the Mamas and the Papas.
Close.
Is the Mamas and the Papas?
Nope, close.
Peter, how about Peter?
Oh, Peter Paul and Mary?
There you go.
I don't know, John.
That's it.
Jumped off the screen at me, but yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes, he's been here a number of times. Green Bay.
Okay, thank you.
Have you met him? Have you met him?
At the Carlton.
No, he wasn't at the Carlton. He's at the Meyer.
All right. Clint Eastwood is 90. What's that? What?
He was here.
What was that little thing you just
did? I don't
know.
You just did
a little something.
No.
He was smoking weed?
Yeah.
You just impersonated.
Just a little.
You just accused Peter Yarrow, whose birthday it is on worldwide radio, that he was a pothead. Real nice.
I'm sure that's a big secret.
I'm just saying. Clint Eastwood is 90. Is that 94? He's 94 or 84?
He is 94.
Wow. I told you I met him one time. Got his autograph in Twin Falls, Idaho.
That's right.
Not very pleasant. Wow. Okay.
Hog's Breath, right? Is that the name of his place in Carmel?
I don't know. Does he still live there? I don't know. You know what? He went through a bad era. He used to make some great movies. Now they're really cheesy when you look at it. Really cheesy. But he went through one of those things where he leaves his wife, he hooks up with Sandra Locke. And then all of a sudden, you can just see, she's like, aren't you going to put me in a movie? So, well, I'm working on a movie right now. Maybe there'll be a part for you. Maybe not. Come on, Pete. I mean, come on, Clint. Come on, please put me in a movie. All right, fine. And then he makes these crappy movies with her. Remember? Every Which Way But Loose, The Gauntlet, of which I could have had a part in. I mean, it's like, you know, he had a very bad era, I think, because of Sandra Locke.
I think he's...
You know where he met her? She played the girl, the minister's daughter, in Pale Rider. Remember Pale Rider?
No, I remember him being on stage for a political event and just gave the most goofy comments in a chair.
I don't know why I'm here. I'm not even sure.
That was about it.
We're going to send it to a quick break right now, punk.
All right.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
There has been a changing dynamic in dairy production headlines, and we're seeing a shuffle in the top 10 dairy states. New Mexico falls out, and Iowa jumps in. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and more on that is on the way.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal.
Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverEgg, explains why this shift in production is happening.
It's true. I mean, New Mexico, it has been a struggle down there. From a milk price perspective, the farmers tend to get some of the lowest pay prices in the country. And when you think about the outlook for New Mexico, they really struggle with water. So we see dairies for sale down there that seem like they just can't sell at any low price. On the flip side, I think that more and more dairy producers are realizing what we already know about the Midwest, is that it's a great place to farm.
That was Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverEgg. I've got more news right after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. You can enter now for the World Forage Analysis Super Bowl. It's open to all forage producers across North America. The 2024 contest, in conjunction with the World Dairy Expo, will award over $26,000 in cash prizes. The deadline to submit corn silage samples is July 10th. All other entries are due by August 22nd. The $40 entry fee includes a detailed sample analysis sent to entrants after judging is complete. The World Forage Analysis Super Bowl has 8 divisions that evaluate samples through lab and visual analysis. You can learn more about that as well as find other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter as we'll deliver 5 stories to your inbox every day. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, few showers, mostly cloudy, 58 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm, 71. Some clearing by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Max Inc. Radio.
His voice is a dream. Coming up, Eau Claire musician Brian Bethke joins us live for an in-studio concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rucker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Summer. Civic Media's next Text to Win contest is right around the corner. The Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest begins Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. with Mino and the Mayor. Tune in and text in for a chance to win. Prizes include Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a Scani Summer Staycation. Just download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and get ready to text in for your first shot to win this statewide contest Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a beautiful Friday morning. As we mentioned, 48 right now in Green Bay, 50 in Appleton, 46 in Oshkosh. Looks like a nice little rain possibly tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, those farmers markets are kicking off in Oshkosh and, of course, the one here in Green Bay. But I don't know. That's what, 40%, which, you know. I think it'd be
okay. I was really happy last night. I wish I could have gotten out there, but the opening ceremonies in the first night for the Opichka softball tournament in Casco, something I really hope people support. I'm going to send them a donation just for the sake of helping them out. Just a wonderful family who lost their brother, their son, their grandson in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And a real tragic story. He's a school teacher, just a great guy. He got called up and he was in the reserves. And I guarantee you when he was over there, one of his main jobs was helping civilians. I saw that so many times over there. And those people got zero credit for it. And they're in dangerous situations, put their lives on the line to help civilians. And I never felt like that story was totally told completely the way it should have been.
I think what's cool about that event is, they're doing it to honor him, but then the proceeds go to things that he loved.
Absolutely.
Teaching, to help with
helping
some scholarships.
Kids, and helping veterans in need, right. Helping all these kind of things.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
so
cool.
So please, if you get a chance, and you know what else you can get if you're out there is a
trip,
strip,
crip. No, I think it's TR.
Trip. Yeah, it trip. Is trip. Okay, trip. Yeah.
Belgian trip.
Which is a brat with the sauerkraut baked in, which I'm going.
Okay. Mm. All right. Actually, I really wanted to go last night, and I just got too late. I'm going to miss the ceremony and everything. But anyway, I was actually going to buy some and bring them back to you guys. I thought we could have them this morning.
Didn't your mother say the road to hell is paved with good intentions?
No.
Okay, my mom said that all the time.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. So anyway, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I love getting lectured by him, Ted. There's nothing I enjoy more than
just
getting
passing on,
lectured by him.
I like sitting back and watching it happen.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah. No reason to wait to replace your windows and doors if you order today. Zero interest up to 48 months. 4 years, no interest. Get on it. Vinyl, water, fiber, glass, pellet is all the options. Bring your vision to life. Create the perfect style for your home. 0% interest, free financing up to 48 months. But you got to get on it as quick as humanly possible. Certain restrictions apply. Free in-home consultation. PellaWI.com. So anyway, back to this book I was reading. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of local guys that were in this battle in New Guinea. Because it was based out of Wisconsin and Michigan, basically, all the troops, okay? The conditions they went through were mind-boggling bad, beyond belief, horrific, okay?
After eating leather.
Well, not only that, but then they didn't find any Americans, but they found Australians that were captured, and they would cut off strips of their meat, and that's what they would eat, the Japanese. That's what they would do. That's how desperate they were.
What would they do?
They would cannibalize the captured Australian troops.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, so here's the deal. But here's the part that's like, oh, my God.
Well, that's pretty close to, oh, my God. They would cannibalize the Australians.
You got
to
eat. But anyway, so reading about this one guy.
Do they cook that or do they?
Oh, yeah. No, they cook it. They grill it up real nice. They season it.
Really?
So anyway, reading about this one guy who was just phenomenal, okay? He's originally from.
Tasting?
No. He's an American.
Okay.
So he played football at Michigan State. He was a great running back at Michigan State. He played basketball for Michigan State and was the top track person at Michigan State.
Really?
Okay. He was from Lansing, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Went to school there. Graduated from college. Got a job as a coach and teacher in Marquette, Michigan.
Well, your neck of the woods.
Right there. So they played against Nagani. They win the state championship. First time a UP team has ever won a state championship. Okay. Wins the state championship 1940, gets called up, gets killed in New Guinea. Isn't that something?
Wow.
And the poor guy was wounded, and they don't know how many days he laid there wounded. Yeah.
And
there wins the state championship, and then he goes to war.
Look at what he could have contributed.
Absolutely. And they said they talked about how the kids just loved him. They did a huge send-off for him. the whole thing. And yeah, but I never knew that story. It's like, I'm surprised Marquette High School. Is anybody from Marquette listening? Does Marquette honor this guy? The last name is like K-E-A-R-S-T.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I've been to Marquette High School 1,000 times. I don't remember any sort of a... You think they named the gym after him?
Oh, yeah. Or, yeah, right. Something. I John.
By the way, you know, they changed their name recently, a couple months ago.
Who did?
Marquette. They'd always been the Marquette Redmen. Changed it to the Marquette Sentinels. A lot of the schools in the... I'm for that, Jim. I know you're not. I'm kind of for that. I really am.
I think there's more important things to
But you know what?
Work on. But that's right. It gets people excited, and they show up at the meetings. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want a team called the Green Bay or the Nagani Wops. You know what I mean? Would you want, what are you, German? Would you want one of the Two Rivers Krauts?
As long as we win.
Okay. Todd,
we do.
Your opinion?
I don't think some of that
and
stuff.
And I know it's a hot button topic, but I'm just saying, I'm friends with so many Native Americans that if they are offended by it, I don't think it should be done. That's all I'm saying.
The thing is I was going to say that if it's truly offensive, but I think sometimes it's a smaller group of people trying to elevate and stir the pot. I don't know that. I'm just not. We've done that in Kewaunee too. Right?
I know.
I think that. It was possibly done with good intentions because you think of warriors and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely.
But I just don't think there's a place for it right now.
Thank you.
Just let's move on from that.
Right. No. From having an indigenous people as your mascot. Unless.
No, let's move on from picking on everybody. What's Cleveland going to do?
Okay. What's what?
Cleveland.
The Indians, they already changed it to the Guardians.
I know that.
It was in all the papers.
I missed it. I don't follow baseball. Really?
Yeah. They're now the Cleveland Guardians.
The Guardians. Okay.
I mean, one of the big, you know, the Atlanta Braves is still a big one.
Kansas City.
I don't think they'll change either. But I'm just saying.
Should they?
I don't know. Well, do you think they should have at Hurley High School used to be the Midgets? Do you think that's okay?
No.
Oh, why?
Well, Jim, why is that's that the same thing.
I think that's derogatory. I think that.
Okay, but Redmond isn't?
I don't know. I don't know any. I haven't asked anybody about that.
Well, I'm just asking you for your opinion.
Redmond.
Did you ask a small person if they were offended by it?
I think that's common sense.
Oh, okay. But Redmond isn't, huh?
I don't know, John. Okay. I don't know.
I don't think you'd call somebody. I don't. And I'm trying not to be derogatory to anybody, but would you say white men or yellow men or black men?
Right.
You wouldn't do that. You would not do that.
Right.
Because that all, to me, sounds bad.
I agree.
Okay.
It's just in our mind that it's been there for so long, we don't necessarily always think about it.
And, you know, like Florida State, they're the Seminoles.
Yeah.
And they actually work very closely with the Seminole Nation. And the person that runs out or comes out on the horse with a flaming spear is a member of the Seminole Nation. So if they're okay with it, then I'm totally okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If the nation that they are representing is okay with it, I'm okay with it.
All right. I think we're saying the same thing. Where this Redmond thing, where did this come from? Who was upset about it?
Well, a lot of people, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's where it was changed.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Like, I'll go back to what I said. I just think there's much, much more important things to worry about. And I think when, you know, we've got homeless.
So
vets,
do you think, okay, so
I just
want
to say,
you,
John,
okay, so
I'm just
you
saying
think,
to put that energy and media attention and everything towards that when we have
so you think
an increase in homelessness, we've got an increase in fentanyl, and we've got kids that can't read at a fourth grade level, and we're worrying about the name of the school. I don't know if that helps that stuff.
Right.
Then I'm
so
all for
what you're saying is, if they didn't devote that amount of energy, the fentanyl problem would have been taken care of, huh? Or the homelessness problem would have been taken care of. It took so much time and effort. Oh my God, these other things got put on the back shelf, and nobody ever dealt with that.
I just wish
we got rampant crime. Why? Because we're working about changing the nickname.
I you've got so much time and so much energy, and I think it needs to be put towards different. My priorities aren't everybody else's priorities, which is unfortunate.
Because you never, when you were in office, you didn't do anything that people might think was frivolous and a waste of time at all, huh?
No,
nothing.
I called now.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
Maybe
6:43.
Yeah, okay, all right. Anyway, so get off that soapbox.
Okay, well.
But anyway, I'm just saying.
Yes. I look if it helps the community, that's good.
All right.
It's if it helps a small group of people that like to stir the pot. It's not good. So.
Okay, but you think the Hurley Midgets was wrong?
I never heard of them till today. So
okay.
Yeah, but I think that would be, yeah, I think that would be wrong. But I don't know anything about that, John. You're talking about, I don't know anything. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I just, again, I think there's a, I think that's in the news a lot. I remember when Kiwani went through that.
Yep. I gave him the name. I wrote their fight song for the Storm.
No, you didn't.
I did too. And I recorded it and they played it all the way down to Madison for the state championship.
Now, is this a true story?
No, I don't think so. Well, since when can you write music?
Oh, to a former mayor? I mean, come on.
I did it to
That was actually really good.
I did it to Riders on the Storm.
Oh, that's cool.
Kiwani is the Storm.
I like that. I never heard that.
They played it on their bus all the way to Madison, on the fan bus and everything. My recording of it.
Now that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did that. But like you did with that tribute to Mayor, you just took a song and then you changed the words.
Yes.
And then you sing it off key. Yeah, that's good. That's nice, John. I think that's great. I had never heard that. Have they adopted that?
Yeah.
No way.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
But for then they did. I mean, they didn't have it at the time. They're going to play in a state championship.
But a lot of schools have a school's fight song. Is that their fight song?
I don't know if they've changed it.
Oh, we're going to look
into this. But it was their first fight song.
I think that's, like, pretty cool. If you wrote it, and I believe that you did, and they listened to it, did they win when they went down?
Yeah.
They had to adopt it then.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
I don't know that I believe it, but I
all right, how do we verify this?
I have the word to call.
Todd, how do we verify this?
I don't know. You had somebody there?
So this is Kewaunee High School.
Yeah.
Which is a really, really nice high school.
Outstanding. I love the town of Kewaunee.
Yes. And that's a good school. I was there for John Pagel's funeral. It was huge. He had more people. It just is unbelievable. But that was in high school. What's the last time I was there? I don't even know who the principal is there. Tell you what, I'm going to look into this.
Please do. Please do.
But you're not going to embarrass me. This truly did happen because I don't want to call the guy and he say, what are you talking about?
Is there anybody from Kiwani out there that would be able to verify this?
What year was this? The superintendents kind of move on every six, 8 years.
Early 2000s. 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9. One of those years.
Okay. And John Mino.
Yeah.
That was when they switched their name.
You got John, Murph's number? You got Murph's number?
I do.
Can you call Murph real
quick? I'll try
to. And John Mino.
Call Murph real quick.
I'm surprised I've been working with you for almost a year and I never knew. I think that's kind of big.
I think I mentioned it and you just blew it off. Like, you're just lying.
Yeah.
You're lying.
What? What'd you say? No, I didn't listen to you. All right.
By the way, I got to say, it isn't necessarily just the kids playing at the school, but also the kids playing the team and the chants that have been directed at them. I was impartial on this until I taught in Neopit and had some professional development.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. I told you that John Dillinger's wife was from Neopit, huh?
Did, yeah.
Wow. That was cool. Isn't that something?
I mean, that is.
Man. Yep, she's Menominee. So, Murph, if you're listening, give us two minutes. Okay.
I think that's, yeah.
What?
I think that's cool that she's from Wisconsin. They hit up there, though,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Well, no, they went to, whatchamacallit, Little Bohemia? McIntosh? I don't really know where that is. Where is McIntosh Waters? That's the cabins where they hung out and they had the big shootout.
Okay. Manitouish?
Manitouish. I've never been there.
No, I don't. That's in Wisconsin?
Yeah. I think it's right in the UP border.
Oh.
And that's where they went to hide out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know they hid out. I think that's kind of
That's
cool.
Where Babyface Floyd was killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Babyface Nelson.
And there's a little mafia activities that took place at Elkhart Lake too.
Oh, really?
When you take the boat tour there, whatever.
Any answer?
Not yet.
Okay.
Right. Manitouish Waters is north of Lac du Flambeau. Does that help you?
Yeah,
that is north and west of Minocqua and Rhinelander.
Way up that part. Right. Okay, got it. That's pretty close to the UP.
Not too far
that way. Yeah. I think if you kept going north, you go to like Iron River in that area.
Ironwood.
But Manitouish Waters,
That's pretty close to Hurley. Keep going straight, I think you'd go to Hurley.
That's skiing up there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ironwood is great for skiing.
Right. Manitouish Waters, how come we've heard of that? Like, I think everybody's heard of that. What are they known for? Do they have like falls?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Oh.
I don't know.
Have you heard of it before though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But the thing I've known more for about is John Dillinger thing.
That's why you know them?
Yeah.
I don't think that's why I heard of them. I think that's like a really cool tourist place.
I know. We should do a show from there.
Okay.
What do you think? We'll bring Ed the Diver. He can look around. I'll take my metal detector. Who knows? We could find some spent cable. We got
Senator. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5673. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
He's on the phone with Murphy, trying to get his story straight. Is he coming on?
1 minute.
Okay. He's talking
to... Todd's going to call you real quick.
All right.
All right. All right.
You got a hold of him?
Yes.
And?
We're going to be talking to him. What he says, will you believe? Will you take this as verbatim and pay me some homage? Do you know what I mean?
No. Look, if this is true, I think this is kind of cool. I'm surprised it didn't get any ink, though, in terms of... Any press?
I didn't want any.
Now that I know is
I didn't
true.
Want any credit. Got a text here. I remember John singing it on his old WNFL show.
Really?
Sheila. Thank you, Sheila. This is coming in from Sheila. I remember John singing it on his old WNFL show. It was very inspirational and sensual
Sheila just
at the same
to that.
Time.
Right, right. John, okay, would you play so this we're going to call me? Murphy. Who's
you ever see the movie Play Misty for Me back in 1971?
No.
Okay, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, it's his birthday today.
And this song is going out for our special friend. Play Misty for me. Then she stalked him and like killed him. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? What do you got going on today?
What do I got? Oh, just a walk the dog day today, actually. It's a beautiful blue sky morning in northeast Wisconsin, so I'm out getting some exercise.
Very nice, very nice. So let me ask you something. Do you remember when Kewaunee changed their nickname from the Kewaunee Indians to Kewaunee Storm, and they needed a new fight song, and I wrote it and recorded it, and they played it on the bus all the way to Madison where they won the state championship?
You know what? I do have some sort of a recollection of that happening.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Todd, give me the bell.
Not yet. Not yet.
Some sort of recollection.
Well, I'm just saying, some sort of recollection is not like this definitely. Go ahead.
Do you know how many old fashions this poor guy has consumed since those days?
That's true.
That was a lot. That was a lot since then. But,
yes.
Yes, I was there. I was present, obviously.
Wow. Why did John... John's been bragging this up, Murph, and about how he is this like really this great artist and songwriter, which I never knew. Why didn't they adopt? Did they adopt that song?
I think that was more of a state fight song at the time for them. I don't know that it was actually adopted as a official school anthem.
But at the time, it served a purpose.
Yeah. At the time, the object was to provide inspiration and
that all came
and guidance as they. To Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so, wow.
Kewaunee is the storm.
That's really kind of lame, really.
Remember that, Murph?
Could I hear it again, please?
Yeah. Kewaunee is the storm.
I've been hearing this all morning, Murph. Jeez.
Yeah. I think Katie even sang background. Yeah. True story.
Yeah. Well, Merritt, it's very catchy.
Oh, yeah. I just I just can't get it out of my head. Like,
it's they played it over and over and sang on the bus all the way to Madison.
Just like it's a small world after all. Yes. Yeah, it just can't get out of your head.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Oh. No doubt.
Well, okay, Johnny said, will you believe Murphy? I said, absolutely, I'll believe him. So thank you for...
Why would you believe Murphy and not me?
Yeah, I don't... It's... I don't know what, but
it's so weird.
It is. It's just, that's so unbelievable. Weird. Yeah. But he has I don't know. He wasn't all in. He was like,
well, put it out that he peaked. I mean, that was his peak. His songwriting peak was that.
Yeah.
So,
I will admit
I don't believe
that.
He's had any hits since.
Okay. But. All right.
I don't know. Have you heard Ode to a Former Mayor?
Yeah. Have you heard Ode to a Former Mayor?
Don't do that. But that's
Murph,
really...
you want to hear some?
No,
I can't pull it up right now.
It's to the tune of Yesterday When I Was Young by Roy Clark. Yesterday when I was mayor. Remember?
He's great. He did his whole song, which I was hilarious.
I had not a hint of grayness in my hair. I was lean and mean. I was such a man.
All right, let's go back to the storm.
All right, I'm just saying.
Oh, God, I don't know.
I think maybe some morning you should bring the drums in for the mayor.
I know. So remember the March of the Iroquois.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Aren't we going to break pretty soon? Give these guys a lot of ideas. All right, enjoy walking your dog. It's a beautiful day for that. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Murph, I got to ask you a question. Murph. You still there?
What?
There's a really cool golf tournament coming up in August at Thornbury. And they offered me a free foursome, and I haven't been playing, but I'd ride around and just putt or something. Would you like a free foursome and free steak dinner and stuff like that?
Sure. If it, send me the information. We can get it to work.
Then you can put together the rest of the foursome?
It's a nice way of saying, yeah, send it to me. Let me take a look at it. And it's like, oh, geez. That's not August 1st, is it?
Yeah. You know, that was because his mind wasn't racing fast enough because I didn't give him a date. So he could go, what day is it? Oh, shoot.
Oh,
you know, I know when Murphy was lying on time, people ask you, go, oh, shoot.
Send me the information.
It's kind of like when David Marinus, the Pulitzer Prize winning author from Washington Post, when he wrote that book on Clinton that Clinton hated, and he took his dad, was so excited to come to the presidential reporters convention, and he go, hey David, a nice tie. And his dad's like, oh, what a nice guy. I said, because well, dad, in Washington saying nice tie means bleep you. So Murph saying, oh, yes. It's pretty much the same.
No. Send me some information.
Send me the info. I'll check it out. See if I can get to it.
Absolutely. Get me the info, and if I can, I certainly will.
I'm on.
Great to hear your voice.
All right, Murph. Great talking to you, buddy. Take care.
Right. See you, pal.
See ya. Bye. Murphy in the Morning, verifying that I wrote the fight song to Kiwani Storm.
Do you want me to call the superintendent? Find out what
you
happened?
Call whoever you want.
But Johnny, what happened to it? If it was as great as you think.
I don't know.
Maybe we got to bring it back.
Right.
I know who we get. Teresa Bortolini. She would know. Her son just got drafted by the Colts.
Oh, yeah. She was on our show, right?
She was on our show. She'd be perfect. Teresa, if you're listening. Yes. Yes.
And he was?
Well, he would have been pretty young. He would have been really young. But he might have been on the fan bus singing along to that song. There it is.
Man.
Kiwani is the storm.
Just sit in tune, John. Just show him some honors.
All right. Wow. All right. A quick break.
This has been a wild ride of an hour.
What's wrong with him, Todd?
This is Grand Funk Railroad?
No. Oh, my God.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's not.
And now the new Kiwani fight song to the tune of We're an American Band.
Whatever. It's The Doors. Jim Morrison and The Doors.
You might have heard of them.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Oh, my God.
Sounds a little bit like Grand Funk Railroad.
Nothing. Not on, one guys. Thing. Not the slightest thing. Two complete opposite ends of this whole spectrum.
Whatever.
I don't know a lot about music, but I know that much.
Oh, 658.
Oh, boy. Mark Houston from Bell & Sports Medicine is here to save us. Back after this. On the road.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Friday edition. We'll get you ready for the weekend, take a look at some fun things, and talk a little politics along the way. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.